I do not want the contractors to be delayed even by a second.
Would the market go serious?
Yes, I told him by Wednesday.
It could be in stages.
So that the contractor can have access to
this. I'm a Ghanaian.
Please.
It's not been a question of being a Ghanaian. No.
Nana Safori, who works with the owners of the excavators, apologized to the minister for the unfortunate behavior of his colleague and pleaded for an extension of the deadline to relocate.
I've apologized to the minister that what he did was wrong. And you see, normally if tempest flare, at times things happen, but we all understand the issue. That's why I apologize to him. We are doing some amendments, so I don't want to. It's more or less enterprise, so it's. I don't want to give you a wrong name because they've changed the name. We promised that by 2 weeks we start clearing the machines. We are going to start clearing the machines. We need low beds. One low bed can take only one machine. We all agreed and even wrote to them that they should give us 1 month.
The minister earlier expressed satisfaction at the progress of work.
From what we have seen from the very beginning of this project and from the comment that we are getting from the public, even at this stage, I want to salute Sonitra for the level of professionalism and the efficiency. I am happy, particularly with the traffic management and the system that you put in place, the provision that you made even before the start of the work. Under the government of President Akufo-Addo, we are going for quality infrastructure, quality in all aspects of human life. And anything which will not give our people value for money will not be tolerated in this country.
From the underpass construction site, the minister and his entourage went to the Temaru roundabout project, where Mohamed Samara, CEO of Meridian Port Services, said the project, which cost 30 million cedis, will be completed by the 31st of this month.